Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 13th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. The new iPad Pro is Apple's thinnest product ever, with a 13-inch model measuring in at just 5.1 millimeters thick. The last time the iPad Pro was redesigned with the 2018 model, there was a big controversy as people noticed it was relatively easy to bend their iPads. And in some cases, the iPads even arrived bent right out of the box. For this ultra-thin redesign, the question of rigidity and durability inevitably has relevance again. But in an interview over the weekend, Apple's Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering, John Ternus, addressed those concerns and said that the new iPad Pro has a redesigned internal structure meant to improve the device's stiffness. Apple Senior Vice President of Marketing, Greg Joswiak, added that the new ultra-thin design comes without compromises, thanks to Apple Silicon and Apple's advanced hardware engineering. Ternus revealed that the new 11-inch and 13-inch iPad Pro models have a new internal structural layout where a new metal cover sits on top of the logic board and then runs down the middle of the device to form a central rib. Ternus says that this change tremendously improves the stiffness of the product and contributes to better heat dissipation. During the keynote, Apple said that the iPad Pro has 20% improved thermal performance thanks to the addition of graphite sheets in the main housing and the use of copper in the Apple logo. We should be able to see these hardware changes for ourselves soon, once the likes of iFixit and others get their hands on the new iPad Pros to tear them down and see the redesigned internals. Speaking of the new iPad Pros, another big change is the addition of OLED screens for the first time on an iPad. Although the technology has been around for a while on the iPhone and the Apple Watch, previous iPads were all equipped with LCD or mini-LED displays. However, despite having an OLED panel with a variable refresh rate, the new M4 iPad Pros still lack an always-on display, like the latest iPhones. With the rumors of OLED coming to the iPad Pros, some people were hoping that Apple would also enable the always-on feature. This has existed on the Apple Watch since the Series 5 and since the iPhone with the iPhone 14 Pro. Since each pixel on OLED panels is individually illuminated, the device can simply turn off pixels that aren't being used in the black areas of the image. As a result, the device can keep the screen on to show some basic information such as the clock and widgets without draining the battery and without causing burn-in. So why does the OLED iPad Pro lack the always-on feature? According to Apple, the OLED display in the latest iPad Pro has variable refresh rates. However, those rates range from 10 Hz to 120 Hz. When Apple brought Always On to the iPhone 14 Pro's OLED screen, it also switched to an LTPO panel with a minimum refresh rate of 1 Hz to help save even more power. This means that when the display is not in constant use, the image is updated once a second. On the iPad Pro, the display showing a static image is updated 10 times every second. And although Apple could theoretically enable Always On for any OLED device, it has set a minimum refresh rate of 1 Hz as a requirement for this feature. So all of that is to say that even though the iPad Pro has an OLED screen for the first time, its inability to go all the way down to a 1 Hz refresh rate is why it also didn't add an Always On feature. Running out today, 2 years ago, Apple Store workers in Towson, Maryland, voted in favor of unionization, making it the first Apple retail store in the U.S. to unionize. Now, those Apple retail workers at Apple Towson Town Center have authorized a strike after a year of negotiations with Apple management that they say yielded unsatisfactory outcomes. Apple Store employees voted in favor of authorizing the strike late on Saturday, but as of now, no date has been set for the strike. The union says that a potential work stoppage date will be determined at some point in the future. The union says that the issues at the forefront of its decision to strike include concerns over work-life balance, unpredictable scheduling practices that disrupt personal lives, and wages that fail to align with the area's cost of living. As Bloomberg explains, two Apple stores in Maryland and Oklahoma have voted to unionize in the United States, but neither store has come to a contractual agreement with Apple. The Apple Store workers in the Towson store, which is located just outside of Baltimore, say that they hope that the vote to authorize a strike sends a clear message to Apple. In a statement, an Apple spokesperson emphasized the company's efforts to provide an excellent experience for employees. The company said, quote, "We deeply value our team members and we're proud to provide them with industry-leading compensation and exceptional benefits. As always, we will engage with the union representing our team in Towson respectfully and in good faith." End quote. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.